We'll commence with the June 27th, 2008 edition of the Rain Report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is the Rain Report, available as a weekly free download and podcast from therainreport.com. Reporting from the road on the way to Pennsylvania, I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ. Current digital signal processing technology, better known as DSP, has come a long way since its introduction in the late 1990s. To illustrate our point, here is an excerpt from the DSP forum that was held at the 2008 Dayton Hamvention this past May. The views expressed in the following do not necessarily reflect those of RAIN or those transmitting the program service. You'll hear reps from BHI Limited and West Mountain Radio, two major manufacturers of aftermarket DSP boxes. The forum was moderated by Ham Radio's number one cheerleader, Gordon West, WB6NOA.
In Southern California, we do the most amazing, stupidest thing. People come by my house going, well, it's a nice-looking beam antenna, but it's pointed the wrong way. It's pointed out west, and all out there is water. Well, 2,506 miles away out west is a little island called Hawaii. And every July and every August, a condition called tropospheric ducting occurs. This is where you have a high-pressure system. The air begins to sink, and it stratifies. And it stratifies at about the 1,000-foot level in Hawaii. Southern California, it stratifies right on our freeways, and we see nothing but a brown band of smoke. And this will cause VHF and UHF signals to get caught up in this warm air inversion. How many have worked long-haul tropo? You probably worked tropo and you didn't even know it. You're located where? 500 miles away on VHF? I don't think so. Oh, really? That's an insistent ham. But yes, it happens regularly when a high-pressure system moves in. Many times, tropospheric ducting will occur as a refractive index of air has a very sharp bend in it, creating some longer-than-usual range. In Southern California, we listen for the Hawaiian beacons. Hawaiian transmits on 2 meters, 432, and 1,270 megahertz, these three beacons. And we listen to them day in and day out. And normally what you hear is nothing but just white noise coming out of a speaker. You know how long you can stay married with white noise coming out of a speaker at 2 in the morning? Ma'am, I agree with you, not very long. So what's the source of all that noise? Well, it's like the background noise waiting for the beacon to come in. So naturally, the other half will go over there and turn on the squelch control. Everybody know the squelch control? They've now taken your receiver that's maybe 0.1 or 0.2 microvolts per meter sensitivity. And when you put that squelch on to the point that it squelches the background noise, now you're about 10 to 15 microvolts per meter. 10 to 15 microvolts per meter stinks. So what we do is we use digital signal processing. Come on in, folks. We won't make a big deal that you're late. Just come on in. That's a nice shirt. Just, yeah, drag it in on late. Here is DSP for tuning in a signal on 2 meters, 432, and 1270, 2,800 miles away.
No processing on 432.
Hear that noise? Listen to that lovely noise coming through. There's actually a signal behind that noise. And here's what that signal sounds like with digital signal processing. Yeah. So 2,800 miles for a 10-watt signal using digital signal processing is pretty amazing. Without DSP, all people hear is background noise. So there's no Morse code there. We turn on DSP, and we turn it on as an external speaker, not like DSP down in the IF. Oh, sure, we could all buy a $5,000 radio. But we're talking about an aftermarket product. Let me bring up Barry. Barry is an amazing guy. We call him the Bear Man, and I'll let you introduce who you have here. But ladies and gentlemen, live in Direct W4 Whiskey Bravo, it's Barry.
Thank you very much, Carlo.
Oh, you got applause. I didn't even get any of that.
There's a good reason, too.
Oh, okay.
Graham from BHI will talk a little bit more about these DSPs, but basically the technique used for noise reduction and signal processing has oftentimes historically been used in autocorrelation techniques. The BHI approach uses a somewhat different technique, uses a dynamically adaptive neural network technology. And this is, shall we say, in a short way of putting it, is looking to pull the speech out of the signal that's going into it, in contrast to trying to look at the noise and suppress the noise, which in autocorrelation is still looking for somewhat the same way, but in a different technique. And a neural network technology is sort of mimics what your brain's doing, i.e. the neurons, if you will. And it's very effective. Has anybody ever heard of a time machine? A time machine that grabs the signal that you're taking off the air and stores it on videotape and then plays it back like it was real RF. Well, I have one. It was sold here about 5 years ago, I think, and it works very well. So what I've done is I've actually recorded some stuff on 40 meters, and I'm going to play it back to you here in just a moment. I'll let you hear it with the DSP and without.
You're listening to an excerpt from the DSP Forum held at the 2008 Dayton Hamvention, featuring DSP product demos by BHI Limited and West Mountain Radio. It was moderated by Gordon West, WB6NOA. Gordo will be back in a moment. This is the RAIN Report, being subsidized by Merle Heinlein, KB9NOH. See his bio on QRZ.com. This is the RAIN Report.
Now, this is very special. This could only occur at Dayton. We have two of Ham Radio's largest and pretty much only DSP providers. They each sell their own products. We've got them in the same room, and they're smiling at each other. You can hear while he's clicking in DSP. Wow, let's do that one again.
Hey, QSL, QRZ, Kilo 1 India Radio, Kilo 1 India Radio, 7022, 7022.
And in between, you don't hear that rush of noise. That is quiet.
It makes a difference between either hearing and not hearing.
I'm now going to play some pre-recorded sound files that we did in England off of 40 meters on SSB. You should get a clear picture.
I'll get a little bit cool air into the room because they have been heated up quite a bit because we had really hot weather there last week. No, anyway.
Actually, this is the island of Judas.
Now, turn the mic down,
Charlie. Romeo Whiskey, Queen Radio, Zanzibar, Steve Denmark, X-ray, Delta, X-ray, Z, and Clinton. Sorry, Security X.
The way the DSP works, it looks for speech, not noise. So it can pick out the speech signals, and therefore it can differentiate between what is noise and what is speech, and you'll find the intelligibility and clarity of the speech, even at high noise levels with the BHI DSP, you can understand the speech a bit more. You do get artifacts with all DSP at high levels of noise. There's no getting away from it. Do you listen to the signal and have something you can hear, or do you turn it on with the noise and, hey, you can't hear anything? So there is a trade-off at high noise levels, but a lot of DXers do use the DSP for that. And there was a good review in QST in March last year on a gentleman in Canada who was using an FT-1000. Some of you may have read it in QST. He used it in competitions, one of our other products, the little compact DSP. The BHI products are sold under BHI by W4RT, a number of the Hear It brand in the GAP booth, but it's the same DSP.
Another benefit of DSP is the capability to get rid of heterodynes. On 40 meters in Southern California, we enjoy every morning listening to foreign broadcast. Yeah, we enjoy it. It's that whistle tone that kills us the most. Today's DSP add-on speakers have capabilities of taking that whistle and taking it out. It means that on certain types of digital modes, DSP shines, but if it's one that has a constant tone with just a slight warble, it may not shine. So we'll talk to John, talk a little bit about using DSP for some of the digital modes. Now, here's Big John to give us another view of DSP, and John with West Mountain Radio.
We manufacture the Clear DSP and the Clear Speaker, both of them utilizing Clear Speech technology, which we license from NCT. Noise cancellation technologies. We utilize the noise cancellation technologies system. It incorporates four different levels of DSP that's user adjustable simply by flipping the dial over here. Some of the other things that we added on, we took full advantage of their original design and beefed it up a little bit. So we're getting about 3 watts of output on the audio side. So you get a little bit more amplification, which is great when you're in your vehicle. It works great on repetitive noise. You get about 70 dB of white noise suppression. Single tone, we get 70 dB of noise reduction, which basically means if you've got a continuous heterodyne steady tone on the frequency in your audio passband, it will suppress that completely within about 2 seconds. Same is true if you have multiple tones that come up on the same passband. It'll suppress all those tones and keep them out for the duration of the event. You'll also get about 12 dB of white noise reduction. It will get rid of about 13 dB of car noise. If it wasn't for Clear Speech technology, I probably wouldn't be able to operate in my Silverado pickup. I get horrible fuel pump noise, and it suppresses it out to a point where I can actually hear things on 20 meters again. But rather than me continue to talk here, let me give you some examples of what it sounds like with and without the noise suppression. So not only does it work well on sideband, it also works quite well on CW. And it recognizes the repetitive noises CW and doesn't cancel it out. That's what it out. So it works equally well on sideband. It'll work on CW. FM, it does a pretty decent job. It actually flattens out some of the tones. It makes it more enjoyable to listen to FM on the repeaters. And that's about all I have to say, except we have the exact same technology built into a standalone device. You can hook it up in line with your station speaker. So if you have a nice speaker that matches your HF radio, you just put it directly in line.
All right, one other thing about the DSP add-on speakers. It takes a lot of engineering to produce a good one. In years past, several of the manufacturers have come up with DSP speakers, and everything was great until you transmit it. And guess what you heard out of your own headphones? You heard yourself coming through, and that's been a big issue, and I know that all of these manufacturers have addressed that issue of transmit coming back. My station is not the cleanest, but I've got a lot of filters on, but it wasn't until I switched over to both of your devices that I was finally able to run a kilowatt on 2 meter sideband to bounce signals off the moon, not around my brain, hearing myself coming through. So DSP and the design of that DSP circuit makes a big difference.
This concludes our brief look at modern-day DSP, digital signal processing technology. We featured reps from BHI Limited and West Mountain Radio. URL addresses for both will be found on RAIN's site's mention page on therainreport.com. The forum moderator was Gordon West, WB6NOA. The RAIN Report is copyright 1990 through 2008, RAIN, all rights reserved. Now, for everyone connected with RAIN, I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ, bidding you very 73 from all of us at RAIN, the Radio Amateur Information Network. www.therainreport.com